WRAG 842.
Questions do you have about the 70 centimeter band?
Yeah, I'm a new ham, and I've got a new rig I'm trying to set up to access the repeater at 444.550, and it's on Gilbert Peak. I'm in range. I can hear people on both sides. I can hear conversations, but I'm not opening the repeater. I've got my transmit tone set to DCS023, which I found on the Oregon GMRS website and also on the W7PRA.com website. So I'm scratching my head trying to figure that one out.
Are you making sure that your offset is 5 megahertz positive, so you should be transmitting on 449?
I've got my offset step set to 5 and a plus. I think that was what I needed to do.
Yeah, if you've got the tone correct with the DCS023, then your next obstacle is to make sure that your offset's set correctly. And then just be aware that that's on the PRA system. That's connected to multiple repeaters throughout the entire Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to get in there, unless there's some reason why I wouldn't. I just listened to some guys talking, and I'm kind of interested in the 70-centimeter band.
Yeah, there's no reason that you can't talk on it. It's just some people aren't aware. They'll look up in repeater book and they'll find a repeater, and they're not completely aware that it's a link system. But there's you're home free to transmit on it as long as you got a current amateur license. Why you're not getting in, I'm not sure. The only thing I can figure again is maybe your radio is not set to the offset properly. Are you using a Bofung?
No, this is a TID radio, H3, I believe.
Okay, gotcha. I'm not familiar. I've seen them. I've just never messed with one, so I couldn't give you any tips on programming it. But again, that's my biggest thought, is that your radio is possibly not opening up the repeater because the offset is not enabled or set correctly. In some of the Chinese radios, not only do you set the step for 5 megahertz, positive or negative, but you also have to enable it with another feature. So you might kind of research there, but you're getting into this repeater, so you got that programming figured out, and it's the same. It's a 5 megahertz offset. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can program this repeater, NV725, from memory on several different radios, but I'm just looking here on the TID radio, the H3. You know what? It's showing step 5.00K. That might be my problem. Let me see. Can I go up to, you said megahertz.
Yeah, as a general rule, UHF, whether it's amateur or even commercial or GMRS, everybody really tries hard to stick to a 5 megahertz positive offset.
I'm just checking now how high this goes. 8K. It looks like it goes to 12, 25, 50, and then back to 8. So this step might not be the setting I'm looking for.
I think you're actually in your channel step. You're not in your offset step. So when you're in your offset step, that should be a much simpler feature.
What should this step be, the frequency step?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the programming or the menu in your radio. But in, I know in the Bofungs, you can adjust the frequency step for when you're scrolling frequencies in a VFO, and then that's different than setting your offset for duplex or semi-duplex.
Roger that. I'm going through the menu. MDF A, name, B, frequency, 21, busy lock, auto lock, direction, I have set to plus. Oh, here we go, offset. This might be the ticket. I've got it set 00.000.
Yeah, you were just transmitting on the output frequency of the repeater, so people in the area might have listened to your what you were saying, but you weren't opening the repeater.